My name is Amanda Holmes, and I think we all need more poetry in our lives. Ennio Mortido was born in Chile in 1931, and he died in 2012. This week's poem was submitted to us by his only English translator, Marguerite Feitlowitz. It comes from a collection of prose poems entitled Las Cosas Nuevas, which was published in 2011. Feitlowitz explains that Mortido offers a searing optic on living under the Pinochet dictatorship, but in a highly personal register of introspective yearning. This poem is the second in that series. First, I'll read Feitlowitz's English translation, and then the original in Spanish. Waiting for you in the cafe is like waiting in the desert sands. Example: not knowing where you or the moon will appear. Reading and smoking to persuade ourselves we're not obsessed by this wait for a mirage. Sometimes I think I am hearing your voice, the way it softens the edges of words. No one does it better. Or glimpsing your face in the warmth of my memory. I look up and one more time scan the tables and tablelands, but it's futile. Comprehending that you will not be coming again paralyzes my brain. I imagine the reasons why you are detained. You become a promise that stays with me for days, years, letting me see how you sustain yourself in infinite time. A kind of enchantment circulates among the patrons who meet in the desert cafe, because no one else is waiting for you, but everyone suspects mysterious goings-on. Waiting for you, knowing that you won't come, is also beautiful, like an unending act of illusion. Or perhaps it's a response to the end of an impossible beginning, and this wait is another rehearsal for saying goodbye while the wait staff start turning off the lights. Esperarte en el café es igual a esperar sobre las arenas del desierto. Ejemplo: no saber por dónde aparecerás tú o la luna. Leer o fumar para convencernos que los espejismos no nos preocupan. A veces creer o oír tu voz que suaviza las palabras. Nadie saber hacerlo mejor. O entrever tu figura de cálida memoria. Alzar la vista y recorrer mesas y mesetas una vez más, inútilmente. Comprender que ya no vendrás, fija mi pensamiento, e imagino qué razones te detienen y te transformas en promesa que puede demorar días, años, para quedarme ahí, viendo cómo te sostienes en el tiempo infinito. Cierto encanto circula entre el público que se renueva en el café desierto, porque nadie más te aguarda, pero sospechan acciones de misterio. Esperarte, sabiendo que no vendrás, es también hermoso, como un acto de ilusión sin término. O quizás responda al final del inicio imposible, y esta espera sea otro ensayo de adiós, mientras el personal comienza a apagar las luces. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or suggestions for poems you'd like me to read, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email at podcast@theamericanscholar.org or comment on our website, theamericanscholar.org.